Welcome. This is About Music. I'm Brian. Thank you for joining me today, and we're going to continue our exploration into musical structures today with binary form and ternary form. We've already looked at some features of binary form, and we're going to spend some time on those again, but I want us to do a quick revision on phrasing, because phrasing is how we make sense of the concept of sections of music. We need to look at what makes up that A and that B period of time in the binary form. These units are marked by breaks in the flow. These are made up of pauses or cadences. These are musical punctuation, the equivalent of commas, full stops, sentences, phrases, paragraphs, and chapters in writing and speech. Pauses in music are a melodic type of way to indicate different units, but these are frequently accompanied by chords, which is the harmonic way of indicating different units. These can be non-final, like commas for instance, or more final, like full stops, and the varying degrees of finality show us the structure of the music. Please think of any melody that you know well. The first thing I would like you to consider is how long it is, and does it take breaths along the way? I'm going to use our own South African national anthem to illustrate the point. Let's listen to it. You would have noticed that there are four stanzas in five of our official languages. Now think of the Afrikaans and English sections. I'm going to use them because if this is your mother tongue, it will be clearer to you to understand. The words are, Uit die blou van onze hemel, and then there's a weak pause. Uit die diepte van ons see, there's a stronger but still a weak pause. Oor ons ewige gewerktes, there's a weak pause. Waar die kranse antwoord gee. Now there's a stronger pause, but it's still weak because it's leading us further into the English words. Sounds the call to come together. Another weak pause. And united we shall stand, a little stronger. Let us live and strive for freedom, a weak pause. In South Africa, our land. And here we have a very strong pause, a very clear ending. The skill of listening for the breaks and their relative strengths becomes vital to understanding the structure of music. We call these the phrases, and frequently in music they are just as easy to hear, even without words to guide us. Once again, I'm going to call on Mr. Scarlatti to provide us with examples. The first is his Sonata K13. This 4-minute piece consists of A, repeat of A, B, and repeat of B. This is typical binary. The timings, just in case you want to follow them, A is up to 57 seconds, and its repeat takes us up to 1 minute and 55 seconds. These consist of 3 sets of phrases, of which the middle one is in a minor key. The opening theme is a chord played descending, flowing into a descending scale, like this. To identify the A and B sections, keep listening for this little theme that you've just heard. B starts at 1 minute 55 seconds and goes on to 3 minutes, with another repeat up to 4 minutes and 8 seconds. Apart from the theme which you should keep in mind to identify these sections, I would like you to take note of how similar A and B are. We previously described this as the third characteristic of binary form is balance. Both sections are often of equal or similar length, contributing to a sense of symmetry and balance in the music. Let's listen to the work. Thank you. Now we're going to look at his sonata K8. This is 4.5 minutes long, with A up to 1 minute and 5 seconds, the rubate to 2 minutes and 16 seconds, and then B up to 3 minutes, 18 seconds, and its repeat up to 4.5 minutes. This theme is not quite as easy to pinpoint as the previous, so this time let's focus on finding the end of each section. You can identify this by identifying the rolled chords in the bass. Let me just play that section for you. As we listen to the piece one more time, please listen for symmetry and balance in the two halves. Thank you. There will be one more Scarlatti sonata a little later in the program, but I'm saving that until after our next topic because it has a very special feature. And so we come to a three-part structure called ternary form. This one is really straightforward and both easy to understand and very easy to recognize. Ternary form or three-part form is a common musical structure used in classical music and romantic music, and also in other genres. It consists of three main sections which we designate by the letters A, B, no, not C, A2. Each section has a distinct musical material and serves a specific function in the overall composition. Here's a quick summary of each section. The A section or first section typically presents the main musical themes or melodies. This section establishes the musical idea and sets the tone for the piece. The A section can vary in length, but it could be repeated before moving on to the next section. The B section is a contrast. It produces new musical material that is different from the A section. This contrast to the A section is brought about by a change in melody, harmony, rhythm, key, some or all of these elements. It adds variety and interest to the composition and creates tension or anticipation for the return of the A section, and that is the crux of ternary form. The A section returns after the B section, exactly as it was in the beginning. It brings a sense of closure and familiarity to the piece. The listener hears the initial themes once again. Sometimes composers may make slight variations or embellishments when repeating the A section, but these would be just to keep it fresh. I've got three examples, all by Tchaikovsky. First, the Mazurka Opus 39, number 10, all of just over 1 minute long. The three sections are A 24 seconds, B 20 seconds, and A 2 30 seconds. Let's listen. Ternary form is a simple and effective way to structure a piece of music. It provides a clear sense of organization and contrast between the sections. It's not limited to classical music and can be found everywhere, including pop, folk, and more. In many cases, ternary form may be extended with additional sections or modified to suit the composer's creative intent. But the basic A-B-A structure remains a fundamental aspect of this musical form. So in its very simplest terms, in order to recognize and understand the ternary form, all that is required is to recognize the opening theme when it comes back later in the piece. Let's listen to a short scene from Swan Lake Act 2. Listen for the theme A, about a minute long, and then it's repeated with much fuller orchestration. At about minute 1:43, we have a very dramatic section, just short of another minute in length. And then the opening theme reappears, but shortened to fit the ballet scene. ¶¶ And my third Tchaikovsky piece, let's take the really well-known Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker. There's a long introduction which includes a cadenza for the harp. Then the A section, which is nicely balanced, with two themes, each theme being four phrases long. This A section is repeated, both of the themes. Now the B section follows, two new themes, also each four phrases long. This is still a waltz, so the contrast is not in the rhythm, but in the themes, in the change of key, which includes a minor key, and the change of the emotional tone to dramatic. Then the opening two themes are back, so this is A2, the repeat, but with even a lot more orchestration and fullness. This time, please note that the material is identical, even if the presentation is varied. That is the crux of the three-part form. The return is instantly recognizable because it is the same music as before. The end of the piece, or coda, is quite a long passage in a dramatic style, combining the earlier themes and nicely balancing against the introduction. So we have introduction, A, repeat of A, B, A2, and a coda or conclusion. Let's listen for the themes following the harp cadenza, and then listen for the return of the themes at minute 4.43. And if you get these, you've got Ternary Form aced. Thank you. Now we're going to have that last Scarlatti sonata. It's one we've heard before, so it's very easy. You'll find the sections easily, but it has a curiosity about it. This one, the theme from A comes back inside B. Does that mean that this is not a binary form, but a ternary form? Let's listen and then we'll talk about it. This is not a ternary form for a number of reasons. First of all, is that all the other characteristics of binary form are present. In other words, it has two halves, each half is repeated and balanced. And the important characteristic of ternary form is missing. In other words, the full repeat of the A theme is missing. We have only a small, fleeting reference. The entire theme is not present. This type of binary is referred to as rounded binary, where just a reference to the theme is made. As I mentioned previously, binary became a very important stepping stone to the sonata form, which is present in nearly all sonatas, symphonies, concertos, trios, quartets, and so on. In fact, just about all concert music. So Scarlatti is the door to this famous structure, along with his contemporaries. Sometimes Scarlatti gets so close that he has almost perfected it, but it became the classical period composers Haydn, Mozart, and their contemporaries that brought this structure to perfection. Incidentally, Scarlatti has a birthday soon on the 26th of October. Curiously, he was born in the same year as Bach and Handel, 1685, but musically these three are worlds apart. Bach and Handel were born only about 200 kilometers apart in Eisenach and Halle, but even their music is hardly similar. Bach lived and worked in Leipzig, Handel in London, but Scarlatti, born in Naples, later worked in Seville and Madrid. I'm really looking forward to our adventures into sonata form, but before we get there, there are still some stepping stones in our listening that we need to master. Some of the characteristics of binary form also apply to ternary. Similarities. Phrasing is paramount. Each section will consist of several phrases of music with appropriate musical punctuation. Also, a similarity is that the A part would be repeated to give the listener additional opportunity to become familiar with the themes. The differences, the A and B of ternary form, are not intended to balance each other. In fact, the objective is to provide a complete contrast, so there is no sharing of themes, and usually the emotion of the sections is different. In ternary form, the A part, when it returns after the B, is an identical repeat, or maybe very slightly embroidered. But the composer's intention is that the listener experiences a strong sense of return, of completeness and emotional satisfaction. The binary form is the most frequently encountered form of the Baroque period of music, and the ternary form is most frequently encountered in the Romantic period of music. This is actually fairly logical, as Baroque music tends in any case to be more cerebral and could be difficult to understand, whereas Romantic music tends to be easy to understand and speak immediately to the emotions of the listener. To complete our program today, I would like you to enjoy Book 1 of Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words. In the typical Romantic style of short piano pieces, these are in ternary form. So for your listening pleasure, as well as to increase your experience, please take note of the opening theme of each piece, store it in your memory, and then recognize it when it returns later. A lot of the ability to understand musical forms and construction comes from musical memory, the ability to remember and to recognize material that you've previously heard when it reappears. Please enjoy these six pieces, which, as well as having no words, also have no titles except for number six. Number six is entitled Venetian Gondola Song, and you will instantly see why from the gentle rocking rhythm. Of the others, because they are romantic, you are welcome to imagine whatever occurs to you when you listen to the music. And that's the end of our program for today. Please let me remind you of my contact details and where to find information in case you missed something or you would like to hear or read something again. All of this program and the previous programs is available for you to read and play on the website, where you will also find links to the music we heard and other information. That is www.gsaradio.stream. Please remember, if you have questions or comments, you can write to me, brian@gsaradio.stream. My own webpage where you can read these transcriptions is available at aboutmusic.2020b2b.co.za. I'm going to say that again. aboutmusic.2020b2b.co.za. Goodbye until next week. Happy listening.